Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Soul Medicine Psychic Podcast. I'm your guide, Bernice Bisson. I have been a professional psychic, medium, astrologer for 30 years and have read for thousands of people all over the world. Many of those readings have been recorded by my clients. In this podcast, I invite clients back to share their recordings. As we flash back, we get to listen in on some of the original predictions and, in their own words, share some heartwarming stories, a few inspiring outcomes, and some unbelievable accuracies. I invite you to join us for a new journey each episode and come experience a little soul medicine for yourself.
Something in the air, always something in the air.
And in this episode, we connect with Sandra. She is the sweet, sunshiny grandmother who connected with me a few years ago through a reading. And sweet Sandra returned in my life when she left a beautiful string of pearls in my mailbox with only one request, that I complete a task. And you'll hear more about her story and that task right after this.
Something in the air, always something in the air.
Welcome to the Soul Medicine Psychic Podcast with your guide, Bernice Bisson.
Sandra is definitely a people person. She has kind eyes, a strong spiritual side, and is worldly in her experiences and conversations. She opens up to us as she talks about her friend Maria and Maria's vision and call out to her friends to raise awareness of the urgent global warming problem through a unique gift-giving campaign. I received these beautiful pearls with a promise that I build a snowman. That's right, a snowman. Now, these aren't just any beautiful pearls. They are kind of magical, just like the intent they were given to me. This gift brought a brilliant and beautiful white light angel visitor to my home since they have arrived, as my motion camera in my reading studio will show. And as I told Sandra of what was showing up on my camera, she told me of several magical events and encounters she's experienced through the Winnipeg Snowman Contest and gift-giving campaign. And we get to hear about all of these gifts right after this.
Because small business owners need help. ThoughtfulMarketing.ca, helping businesses thrive.
Welcome back. I have Sandra with me, and Sandra has an incredible story to tell us, and I am going to let her start to take the lead here. Now, Sandra, we got to talk about the last snowman and sweet sore songs before it's too late. And I want to talk about the snowman project and the pearls. How did the pearls and the snowman building come to life?
Well, it happened like this. Someone called Maria Den Ousten, who was an immigrant from the Netherlands, when she came to Canada, she was so excited to build a snowman because she knew, having studied it, that Winnipeg was in the unique position of having snow that lives months longer than any other area. I mean, I'm talking about in other parts of the world. So a few years ago, Maria challenged her friends to refocus and raise awareness about the urgent global warming problem. She challenged us to do this. And of course, it was during a pandemic where people were not going anywhere, not doing anything. And wasn't that the perfect time to do it? because, of course, we all had time on our hands. I'll just go back to that. I was pretty lonely in that period because my home was quiet. There was no phone ringing, no texting, no one to laugh or joke with, no music, it seemed, and so much anxiety. I'm telling the truth. My personality absolutely changed. I went from that fun-loving spirit, always wanting to be with people. I didn't want to visit. I didn't want to do any of the things that I'd done in the past. But then magic pearls came into my life. It was kind of like a God higher power moment. And I woke up one morning and I said to myself, why don't I gift those pearls that have been given to me and get people to promise on their honor to create snowmen for the last Winnipeg snowman contest. So I hope you get the connection here. My friend, Dutch woman, came here, she built snowmen, and now she wanted to have snowmen being built so that we could raise awareness of climate change. And this year, we'd like to make it the snowman capital of the world. The snowman capital of the world.
That's a big order. And I know in November of 2021, as we record this, there's no snow. So I'm really hoping. And so are the farmers. I just want to step back a second here. How did we meet? How was it, Sandra, that we came to being? Because I got to say, it was pretty magical. Maybe tell us about that.
Yeah, that was magical because I received the pearls. Maria sent me all these pearls. They were left over from a very lovely store she had in Vancouver. And she decided that she would gift them to Winnipeg with the gift, of course. She doesn't live here anymore. I was the one that was going to be giving the gift. So I received these pearls. And this is just something, but I seem to have these moments of whatever clarity. And I said to myself this day, you know, I'm going to drop some pearls off at Bernice's house. And by the way, I'd only met Bernice once, maybe a couple of years ago, but I wanted to come back and talk to her. And so I was trying to get an appointment, and we all know how difficult that is.
sometimes.
So maybe I was kind of pushing the pity forward there. So I just came to her house. I just dropped the pearls off at the house and that Lori had told me. And I didn't do anything about it. I just left them. And then maybe a few days later, I called Lori and she said she thought that Bernice had received them. So go forward a couple of months, and I was lucky enough to get a cancellation. I know you all feel it. I was the lucky one. After I arrived, I said, oh, Bernice, did you get my pearls? And she opened her eyes wide. And of course, we all know she has very beautiful eyes. And she opened her eyes wide and she said, did I get the pearls? I'm sorry, but this is your part of the story, Bernice.
Oh, my gosh. And so the pearls were incredible timing and an incredible gift, if I may say. Since the pearls came into my house, I have had a bright white light orb that is literally, you can't see through it. It is the size of me, if not bigger, and it keeps appearing in my house. Now, I have a couple of photos on my Instagram. If you go to soulmedicine_Winnipeg, and you can see the pictures of what started showing up after the pearls showed up. And it's an angel, it's this beautiful, bright, white light. And what was so amazing in the timing of your gift, I have to say, the timing of it, the quote that came with the pearls, I was amazed because they are these luxurious, incredible string of pearls. And if anyone knows me, I love pearls. Those are my stone. And so life is made up of a few moments all strung together like pearls. Each moment is a pearl, and it's up to us to pick the ones with the highest luster. I heard that quote in a movie, and literally it's the only quote I ever remembered was that quote. And it was in the card with the pearls, with the story of Maria Den Oudsten and the brilliant story about her boutique and that how she wanted to share her merchandise, to give gifts, to raise awareness around global warming. I mean, all these things are dear to my heart. Every time I wear them, people are like, oh my gosh, where'd you get those pearls? And I'm like, oh, would you build a snowman?
Good girl. Good girl.
Just to sort of go back. I mean, I am sure in all of your travels of giving out gifts, you must have some great stories about some of the gifts you gave. Can you share some of those with us?
Oh, sure I can. I'm just thrilled to do it. During the pandemic, the only place I was shopping at was Home Depot, because of course that was the only place you could get into. And so everywhere I went, I gave away the pearls. And you're going to say, oh my gosh, why would you do that? It's such a, I gave them away at McDonald's. Don't tell anyone who works for McDonald's, because they're not supposed to accept them.
Okay. Well, but, we won't tell.
No, don't. But I did, when I was at Home Depot, I seemed to meet a lot of young men, really beautiful young Canadian men, who I would say to, who were helping me take something out from the store to my car or whatever. And I'd say, do you have a mother? And of course they would say yes. I'd say mother or girlfriend, but the mother was the one that they were most attracted to the idea. I said, well, I have a present. If you promise, and I would look into their great big blue or brown or black eyes and say, you have to promise you're going to build a snowman. And they would look so sincerely. I could almost see their heart beating. They were so excited. I know that sounds kind of crazy, but it's absolutely true. So I would get out my beautiful bag that hold the pearls and a book that tells all about snowman and climate change, etc., and give it to them. And their hearts would literally be open. They said, oh, my mother's going to just love this. I said, you can save it for Mother's Day. You can do whatever you want. Well, they thought, no, they'd give it to her right away. That's what a lot of them said anyway. So I've got a lot of stories like that. Like at Home Depot, I went in one day and I saw this woman. Actually, she had hair like yours, Bernice. She had very curly hair. I was so attracted to her hair. I said, oh, my, because my daughter has beautiful curly hair like that. I said, you know, I love your hair. She thanked me and so on. I said, I have a present. Could you build a snowman if I gave you something? And this woman said, oh, yes. She was just a lovely woman. She had a big brace on her leg, by the way, a knee brace. And so she immediately looked in the bag. Lots of people don't look in the bag, but she did. And she started crying because she brought out the pearls and she said, all of my jewelry was stolen last Saturday night.
Wow, your timing's impeccable.
My timing has been so impeccable with so many people. Like one time I was at Home Depot, I saw beside me a beautiful, I love this car. It's a Lexus convertible in kind of a cream color, and the top was down. Of course, it was the middle of summer, and I was sitting there just thinking, oh, I got to get things out of my car. And then the man who owned it came along, and by the way, he had a vanity plate on it. And so I thought, you know, I'm going to give him pearls because he obviously has everything. And people rarely give to people who have everything. They're always asking for things. So I jumped out and I said, hello. And, you know, would you build my usual? Would you build a snowman? He was a really great guy. He thought that was a great question. And then he looked in the bag and I had said, you know, this is something not for you, but to give the woman in your life. And he looks at me with such softness. He said, you know, I love my wife so much. She will love this present so much. This is her car, and I'm taking it to have it serviced. I've just given it to her as a birthday present.
And pearls. Wow. A car and pearls. Okay, that's quite a birthday present. Oh, my gosh. And what, see, great timing.
I know. So I've given pearls to the Holy Name nuns, who, of course, are giving them away. And I have a beautiful nun there, Sister Carmela, who I love so much. And she is, you know, she is a magic person herself. So I know that those pearls have gone to people who are going to just feel, how do you say, you know, just sort of, oh, my God, people do care about me. I know that's what's going to happen with those. I've given to St. Benedict's, to the people there in the transition as they've given away, you know, not given away, but they've sold their place. And to the Aboriginal people who work there.
In giving away these, all you're asking is for people, and you've got all kinds of magical gifts. I mean, pearls are only one of them. You literally have some wonderful, wonderful artistic, art-based kind of gifts. And
The books, the plates.
So you got some wonderful things. And so the snowmen, so people build snowmen like, and so if you build a, they promise to build a snowman. And if they build a snowman, would they take a picture?
That's correct. What happens is you build a snowman, and I know lots of people haven't built a snowman for a long time. So I'm just going to give you some simple advice, how to make snowman building simple. Keep it digitally free. Don't take your phone out. Don't try it too hard. No judgment, no right or wrong. Stay local. Build in your yard, your apartment balcony, or on a park bench. Make your snowman faceless or with clothes. There is no win or lose. It's just you and your snowman, a no judgment pottering activity. And pottering is such a good thing. And I think that's something we should, you know, advise people to do. Pottering, it's so good. It's not laying on the couch, by the way. Pottering is getting up and doing things, but slowly, without judgment.
I guess that's the only way to make a snowman.
I can go on about the building of the snowman, and in terms of, we actually have a bag that you can use to build the snowman in, because we have very dry snow here. And so Paul's Garden Center has the bags. You can buy them there.
Wow.
It's a 4 mil bag, and it, you can build a snowman if you're like determined, like I am, you can do it in 10 minutes, or you can take a little longer, whatever you choose. And you don't have to build a snowman that way. You can build a snowman by putting snow in boxes and then just piling up the boxes up, taking the boxes off and so on. But the way you do it with the bag is you dig a hole in the snow.
Yeah.
Then you stamp down firm the base, because you want to make the base firm. And then make the miracle happen. So you shovel your free snow. That is what is so great about making a snowman. It's all free material. You shovel the free snow into your snowman building bag or box and build any size, of course. And it's with the gifts of nature. The gifts of nature. Wow. You take the bag and you pound down the snow. And then slowly, after you've got the snow to the top of the bag and you've fold up the bag, you firmly on either side of the giant snowman making plastic bag, you pull it up, up, up. The body will appear. And now you place snow, which you've put into a great big pail, and it's kind of hardened in there. You put that on the shoulders of the snow column, I guess, and you carve a weight. Okay, now what you do, you relax the mind. You look around. You appreciate our natural world. If you become cold while you're doing this, go inside and have a warm cup of tea and then come out and finish.
Well, you know, I can only imagine that there'll be armies of snow people.
Yeah.
We're going to have armies of snow people. So if nature's our therapist, so that's new. So why does the community connection help everyone? So if we build these snowmen, snow people, snow sculptures, snow, and we take a picture later and we submit it.
Yes.
And we get a prize, apparently. Apparently there is wicked, beautiful prizes. This is really a way of building community.
It is a way of building community. And I saw it happen again and again and again. You don't have to build a snowman on your lawn. I'm 79. I have built easily 40 snowmen myself with the help of, I have a wonderful young man who does help me. What happens is you build community just by being out there, you know, and people see you and they stop and they wave. So this is just an example of something that happened. I didn't build this snowman, but my friend Sonia Lundstrom built this snowman on a friend's lawn. She was convalescing in her home. And of course, it was a pandemic. She was feeling very sad, as everybody, nobody was coming over and so on. Sonia built this snowman on her lawn. And so as people were going by in her neighborhood and they knew her, she'd be standing at the window. I know it sounds crazy, but I had 8 snowmen in front of mine, and I often would come to the window and just look out at them. So she was looking out. People were going by and waving. So she decided, you know, I'm going to get my metal lawn chair out. I'm going to put it beside the snowman. I'm going to sit there. And as time went by, people Like at first she was inside, people would be waving, she'd come to the door, she now is sitting in her chair. Now people are stopping and talking, and people are walking by with their dogs, and she's talking to their dogs. It's a thing that they do so naturally in Wolseley, and I think it's a thing that we do in Manitoba, in Winnipeg, where we have great big wedding socials. You don't may not know the bride and groom, but you go to it because you want to support those people.
Yeah.
You go to it and people are coming along the street. They're seeing you and they're talking to you. And this has happened to me so many times. How does connection happen? It happens between friends, and then suddenly strangers are coming along who become friends. And maybe you're just chatting briefly, asking about their dog or whatever. But the next time you see them, you're probably going to be waving.
Yeah.
And remembering, and they'll be remembering you. I think the generosity of Winnipeggers, I don't know whether I said this, I didn't probably, but I'm from Ontario. I'm from Muskoka, and I came from a very friendly, wonderful community there called Bracebridge. But this community in Winnipeg is much like Bracebridge, which is just a little town.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, the other piece that really sort of is the books. And so there's been a few years where there's been some books, and you've had a recent book, The Last Snowman's and Sweet Sora Songs Before It's Too Late. And it's made up of the contest submissions, poetry, songs. It's quite a little book. And now if somebody's built a snowman, they take a picture of it, I understand.
Yes, that's right.
And now The Last Snowman Building Contest, and to help ensure there are snowmen in the future, and it's for all entries, a donation of $1 will be made to Earth Day.
That's right.
Wow. And so every entry gets a dollar donation. That's pretty great. And then you're supposed to mail your snowman photo, email your snowman photo before March 21st, 2022, to lastsnowmanwinnipeg@gmail.com. Or you can post on facebook.com groups, Last Snowman Winnipeg. You submit your picture, and then from there, people who submit, there's a dollar donation, and there's a chance for these great prizes. And
right. Can I just mention the prizes?
Yes.
The prizes are, the first prize, I think it's around $2,000 for the first prize. It's just a very hefty, wonderful prize. And the next is $1,000, and then the rest are lower amounts. But there is also the singing contest, and in the books it shows the songs that Maria wants recorded. It's all about snowmen, and you use the tune that she suggested. You record that, and then you enter that on the same website where you make a video of what you want.
And you can find all of that at that Facebook group that we just talked about.
And there is a link to a website called Sweet Sorrow. There'll be a link on there.
Perfect. And some of these prizes are just, it's almost like this beautiful artwork, community generosity, environmental intentions all come together.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Through the snowman. And
all of our senses are being titillated, I guess. I don't know.
And some of the gifts are really, and I know in myself that I was given the duty of distributing some of them, and I did. And everyone that I distributed to had committed to building a snowman, and I'm pretty happy about that because they were so floored at the beauty of these gifts. Now, the Sweet Sorrow connection. Do you want to just talk about Sweet Sorrow a little bit?
The Sweet Sorrow is kind of like, I believe that life is like waves in the ocean. Sometimes you're at the bottom of the wave, and the way to keep going and believing that everything's going to be okay is knowing that in life, the wave, you're at the bottom, but pretty soon you're at the top. And of course, you might go through those waves many times a day, but hold on, because soon you're going to be at the top again. I mean, that's what I think about sweet sorrow, because we all have sweet and sorrow happening in our lives.
It's kind of funny because the one piece I'm looking at is the future Snow Queen, Kate, and she's the Snow Queen here, and it's one of the Sweet Sorrow plates. And it's really this, these people that are represented through Shakespeare. And so there's this whole Shakespearean theme in the artwork that kind of goes through the plates and the whole Sweet Sorrow theme. So it's pretty cool. So if you go to the Sweet Sorrow website, there'll be a link to the snowman contest. Now, There might even be, I mean, I'm just going to put that out there. Maybe we can, hopefully in Winnipeg, make a world record of snowmen.
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
Wouldn't that be a good intention?
Wouldn't it be great if we were able to count the snowmen? Well, we would have photos of all of it. I don't know the implication of saying, going for the Guinness Book of Records, but I doubt if there are that many places that are
going to build that many. Well, we're going to try Winnipeg because, hey, we're the Slurpee capital. And so if we can do Slurpees, my friends, we can do snowmen. I think so, snow people. Well, thank you, Sandra. Is there something else you want to say? Is there anything else you want to add to?
I just want to say that you can be so inventive with the idea of what kind of a snowman you're going to build. Last year, someone built on Tuxedo Boulevard on the median two Scottish snowmen, and they had kilts and jackets and bagpipes. And I had several friends, this, I'm not exaggerating, phone me and say, I saw those two Scottish snowmen. I thought they were real people trying to get across the road. And I was thinking, oh my God, are they stupid?
Oh, that's hilarious.
Okay. So there you go.
So and if you look at the books, there was also, you mentioned a story to me about someone who is a snow carver back in there.
They're from the Philippines. And in the Philippines, this family is famous for sculpture. And one of the brothers moved to Winnipeg, I don't know how many years ago. And so he built a snowman last year, which won the contest. And he did a Jets player ahead of a Jets player. I don't know how he did it because it looks like about 20 feet tall.
Yeah.
And he's quite a short man. And he also did the Jets emblem. It was photographed for the paper.
Oh, yeah.
But he is a lovely, lovely guy. And his wife is also. And they were so happy that he couldn't believe that he won. And so he has plans of really challenging the rest of the Filipino community to build snowmen. And if you go on the website, you can see his photo. You can see that he won. I mean, there's so many magic stories I could tell you about it. The woman that I met at the Home Depot with the brace on her leg, and she had just had all her jewelry stolen. And she said to me, how did you know? And of course, you know, my mouth was sort of hanging open. And by this time I had said about building a snowman. And then she turned and she pointed at her friend who was close by. She said, see that woman there? In the winter, she was diagnosed with cancer. And she said, I built her a snowman to cheer her up. She said, I cannot believe that you have come and both of these. Anyway, I don't know what else to say about that, but man, I had tears in my eyes, that's for sure.
Wow, impeccable timing once again, Sandra.
You know, last year we had the sweetest thing happen at the end when there was very little snow left, and there was a little girl, and she said to her mother, you know, I want to build a snowman. And when you look on the website, you'll see one of the prizes has been given for a little 2-foot kitty that this little girl built. It's the cutest thing. And she built it because she said that was her favorite pussycat sitting upright. So check that out on our website. It's really delightful. Now, another delightful, this was a winner too of last year. I have two beautiful friends, and I went to their house and I built a snowman. My friend's husband came out and he built a snowman, and she phoned me. She said he tried to build a snowman, but he couldn't build one like you. And now that snowman is leaning over and looking just so pathetic. Well, didn't that day her son and daughter and children came over, and I'll just read to you what I wrote here. Two side-by-side snowmen were built. Time and melting happened, and they began to lean forward toward each other. Guess what? Pearl magic. Their grandchild repaired by adding snow and sprucing up the faces and bases. And picture this, the smaller snowman is leaning towards the larger one. And then they put a touching snowman sign on it, and it said, okay, this could bring tears. It's okay, Dad. I'll always be there to hold you up.
Aww.
Is that not too tender for words?
Oh, that's sweet.
It is, isn't it?
That is sweet. And, you know, I guess, you know, I can't think of any bad memories I've ever had making snowmen. So, I mean, they always bring these kind of nostalgia. And the other end of this, once you've submitted the picture of your snow person, you're eligible for these great gifts, prizes. I mean, there's the contest, but then there's these great giveaways. Tell me about those.
I am really excited to tell you about these things, but remember, you've got to build a snowman. Okay, so what are they? There are several things. First, there is something called The Last Snowman Sweet Sorrow Songbook Before It's Too Late. It has everything you would want to read a little child or yourself, and is a great, I think it's a great gift to give a family. And, you know, they'll read it to their children, then pass it on to someone else. But we do have these snowman books, which we would love to donate to schools, to private people. But, of course, you know, the other side of it, you have to build a snowman. Now, we have pearl earrings, something that is so beautiful. And we have beautiful plates, actually. They've been designed by somebody called Brittany Falks and Steve Mitz, and they are pictures of Canadiana, I guess you call it, and that's the Queens of England, and they're four. And we also have something by Harris, Lauren Harris, who of course was one of the Group of Seven. They're small plates. They're sort of a European plate that people use when they're having people over. And so it's just sort of enough for about two little appetizers. And quality is number one. We have also the pearls.
So go check out the Sweet Sorrow website for the links. The email is lastsnowmanwinnipeg@gmail.com. The Facebook group is Last Snowman Winnipeg. Instagram is #LastSnowmanWinnipeg. To submit your pictures and your songs. And thank you, Sandra, for sharing this wonderful initiative. And that seems to be really focused on a Winnipeg community-made solution and something to bring awareness through art, community, generosity towards global warming and the issues we've been facing. Thank you. Well, thank you to Sandra for sharing her fascinating story in the Winnipeg Snowman Contest gift-giving campaign for their magic. And thank you for listening to the Soul Medicine Psychic podcast. If you enjoyed this episode and found nuggets of wisdom and magic, please leave us some stars and a review, or share it with someone you think would enjoy it. If you are a previous client and would like to share your story on the show, please contact us through our website. Until next time, stay safe, stay well.
So many years has gone by, but I think about you all the time.
Thanks for joining us. For social media links and to book an appointment with Bernice, visit BerniceBessonPsychic.com. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it. Remember, spirit has your greatest good at heart. Your soul is light, and you are valued.
Inexplicable, I can feel it in the air. Can you feel me?
Have you ever thought, I'd love to have a podcast just like this one? Well, I can help. My name is Matt Kundel, and everyone at my company, the Sound Off Podcast Network, had a hand in making this show. Whether it was about the sound, the discoverability, or that you're just enjoying the show, we are all about the detail. If you think you have a podcast in you, reach out to me via email, matt@soundoff.network. Or check out the website and become one of the great podcasts we work with at soundoff.network.